Okay, so have you ever gotten one of those data breach notification emails?
Ugh, yeah.
The worst, right? Like, what are you even supposed to do with
It's like an
them?
immediate feeling of helplessness.
Totally. And it feels like these breaches are happening more and more. It makes you realize how vulnerable our digital lives are. But,
Yeah.
you know, there's actually a lot we can do to protect ourselves.
Absolutely. A little knowledge can go a long way.
Totally. And that's what we're diving into today using this research paper you sent, an exploratory study of cyber hygiene behaviors and knowledge.
Catchy.
Right.
Definitely rolls right off the tongue.
But in all seriousness, this paper by Kane, Edwards, and Carrick, still, it's not just some boring academic thing. This is about how real people act online, what they do, what they don't do, and how it affects their security.
Exactly. And it goes beyond those generic tips you always hear, like, we all know we should use a strong password, but this study looks at why people still don't.
Right. Like, what's the disconnect there?
Totally. It's about understanding the human factor.
So, one thing the study found that I thought was interesting was about antivirus software. Like, almost everyone has it these days, which is great,
Right.
but very few people actually use it effectively.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, what's the point of having a fancy security system if you never turn it on, right?
That's a good point. It's like having a fire extinguisher and not knowing how to use it.
Exactly. So then there's the password problem.
Oh, yeah. The
The
classic.
study basically confirmed what a lot of us already suspected, that people still use weak passwords, or even worse, they use the same password for like everything.
Oh, yeah, I've been guilty of that.
It's so risky, though.
It is. And you know what? The study actually found that a lot of it comes down to just how many accounts we have these days. Like, who can remember 50 different passwords?
Seriously, it's like they expect us to memorize a phone book,
Right.
and then of course we have to talk about phishing.
Oh, phishing. That's a tricky one.
So tricky. And the study found that a lot of people, even those who think they know better, are still falling for these scams.
It's easy to get tricked, for sure.
They're getting good, like really good at making those emails look legit.
Yeah, and they prey on your emotions, you know, trying to create a sense of urgency so you don't stop and think.
Totally. Like, oh no, my account is going to be shut down if I don't click this link right now.
Exactly. They know how to push our buttons.
So I guess the big question is, how can people protect themselves when even tech-savvy people fall for this stuff?
Vigilance is key. You really have to pay attention. Scrutinize every email, especially if it's asking you to do something.
Like, don't just blindly click links.
Exactly. And double-check that sender's address.
Yeah.
Hover over links before you click them. And if anything at all, feels off, trust your gut.
You know, you'd think that younger people, those who grew up with the internet, would be better at this whole cybersecurity thing,
You'd
right?
think so, wouldn't you?
Like, they're digital natives. They practically invented swiping and scrolling.
Right, you'd assume they'd be naturals.
Yeah.
But this study actually found something pretty surprising.
Oh.
Yeah, it turns out older adults were actually more likely to practice safe online behavior.
Seriously, that's wild.
I know. And the thing is, knowledge about cybersecurity, like the actual facts, were pretty consistent across all age groups.
So it's not about knowing the rules, it's about actually following them.
Exactly. And that's where the difference was. Older adults were just more cautious, more likely to use strong passwords, more careful about phishing, all that good stuff.
Interesting. So maybe younger people are just more, I don't know, comfortable taking risks online.
It's possible. They've grown up with this technology. It's all they've ever known.
Yeah.
So maybe there's a level of, like, it won't happen to me.
Oh, totally. We all think we're invincible online. But here's another thing that surprised me about this study. Cybersecurity training didn't actually make that much of a difference.
Yeah, that was a head scratcher.
Right. You'd think that someone who's like been trained in cybersecurity would be better at it.
You would.
Yeah.
But it seems like there's a big difference between, like, knowing the theory and then actually changing your behavior.
So just because you went to cybersecurity school doesn't mean you're not going to fall for a phishing scam.
Basically, I mean, it's like anything else.
Yeah.
You can have all the knowledge in the world, but if you don't put it into practice, it's not going to do much good.
It's like having a gym membership and never going.
Exactly.
Ugh.
Or knowing all the ingredients for a perfect cake, but never actually baking it.
So how do we bridge that gap? How do we get people to actually change their behavior and be more secure online?
That is the million-dollar question. But I think part of it is making cybersecurity more engaging, more relevant to people's everyday lives.
Yes, talking at people. More like hands-on stuff.
Exactly. Imagine interactive simulations or even games that teach you about online threats in a fun way.
Yeah.
I think that kind of approach could be really effective.
Okay, ready for another curveball from this study.
Hit me.
So remember how we were just talking about training and expertise?
Yeah.
Well, this study actually found that people who consider themselves cybersecurity experts often have worse security habits than those who didn't.
Oh, wow. The irony.
Right. It's like finding out your doctor lives on junk food and never exercises.
Exactly. It's like you'd think they'd be the ones following all the rules.
Right. But it kind of makes sense in a way. Like, if you think you know everything, you're probably not going to be as careful.
It's true. Overconfidence can be a real problem. It's like the more you know, the less likely you are to think you'll actually fall for a scam.
Exactly. Like, oh, I'm too smart for that. I can spot a phishing email a mile away. But then they click on a link and boom, their bank account's been drained.
Exactly. Cybersecurity isn't a one and done thing. It's not like you learn it once and then you're good to go. You have to stay vigilant.
So even if you've got all the knowledge, you still need to be careful.
Absolutely. You can never let your guard down completely.
So for our listeners, what's the biggest takeaway here? What can people do to, you know, really prioritize their online safety?
I think it boils down to awareness. Just being aware that these threats exist and that anyone can fall victim to them.
So it's not just about being smart. It's about being careful.
Exactly. And honestly, a little bit of healthy paranoia never hurt anyone.
Right. Trust no one. Double check everything.
Pretty much. It's better to be safe than sorry. Right.
100%. Well, I'd say we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
We have. It's been a fascinating look at the human side of cybersecurity.
Totally. And I think a good reminder that we're all in this together. We all have a role to play in making the internet a safer place.
Absolutely. And hey, if we can all just be a little bit more mindful, a little bit more cautious, we can make a big difference.
Couldn't agree more. So stay safe out there, everyone. And remember, don't click that link unless you're absolutely sure it's legit.